And finally, we end up again with words from James. Proverbs are known as a book of wisdom. Psalm has much wisdom. James is known as a book of wisdom. In James 4:7, he says this: submit yourselves, therefore, then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we recognize the devil plays a part in our decisions, likes to confuse us, likes to throw things out of whack, you know. But God can bring new revelations. God has put the devil under his feet. The devil has no power except suggestion. So it says to resist the devil, you know, but submit yourselves first to God. Let God be in charge. Let God lead. Let God go first. Let God call the shots. Pay attention to what he's saying, where he's asking you to go, and go there. Resist the devil. Don't play with the devil. Don't go, well, let me see if he's got a good point or not. Resist him. Stand against. It said to flee temptation. When you flee temptation, means you turn around and run from it. When you turn around and run from temptation, you'll see what's behind you, which is the devil whispering at you. And by facing him, you're resisting him. You don't do it on your own power, but you do with the power of Christ. That Christ shed blood, pardon me, shed blood has covered you. You're made right in his image. We're seen as righteous before God because of what Christ did for us. The devil can't stand against that. He can confuse you, but he can't own you. So be available and be willing to listen to what God has to say. So in all those things, seek God. Seek God's people, seek God's word, seek God's spirit leading, recognize who God is, and let him lead. You do that, and your decisions will be godlike, and they'll be the right ones.